until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And we say a very good morning to Carol McGregor, who is a candidate for Winchelsea Ward. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Mitchell.
And of course, we should say Winchelsea Ward in Surf Coast Shire. Now, you have one of the great benefits of running, which is that you're an incumbent.
I am an incumbent, yes.
And that helps?
Yes, it does. Well, I've been in council for 18 months after a countback occurred. So that was in April last year. And so I've had the opportunity, I suppose, to work closely with other councillors, officers, and get an understanding of our shire.
And what was it like to be elected in a countback where you'd obviously run and then you weren't successful the first time around, but then a bit of good luck went your way and now you're in?
It was a very unusual process, I felt, because I was prepared to enter into council in 2012. And when that didn't happen, I decided to go back to work and continue with my career, which is as an executive role in a non-government organisation in Geelong, and continued through till 2015 with the countback, at which point it sort of came as a bit of a surprise that all of a sudden there was a role available, and do I take up this what I saw a rare and important opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you currently working in your career and doing council?
Actually, no. I made a decision not to continue on in the executive role. We were in the position of merging three organisations. That was Glastonbury, Barwon Youth and Time for Youth. And I was in the Human Resources General Manager role, very involved with the merger process. And when the opportunity came up for council, I had to make a pretty big decision. I wanted to commit to council and to the community and made that decision to let go of the job, hoping that I could come back to that career at a later point in time and take on the path of a councillor.
So you're a full-time councillor, and have you found that you need to invest all of your time into being a councillor, or do you think people can juggle the part-time work and being a councillor on the side?
That's a question I used to ask people in 2012 regarding, you know, how much time does it take to commit to council work? And you do get a variety of responses. And there are people who do work full time and do good council work. For me, I'm someone who likes to make a big commitment to something if I agree to do it, and I only take things on if I think I can do them really well. And so for me, that meant that making that commitment was pretty much a full-time role. It probably doesn't mean that I'm working 9 to 5, 5 days a week. It's more that I'd be working 30 to 40 hours a week, which could be some during the day work, some evening work, some weekends, of course, meetings, phone calls, emails, all those sorts of things. So it's quite a variety, and the hours are varied as well.
And what is your main campaign platform? What issues are you standing on this time around?
As a new councillor and someone who's really just been able to put my toe in the water, to say, I feel that I've been able to commence many things but not really able to continue on with them yet. There's been a few things that have come to conclusion, but the list is ever-growing of what I've been involved in. In the Winchelsea Ward in particular, I suppose my platform would be around developing and establishing our hinterland region of the Shire as a popular tourism destination. We have some very important agriculture in our region, and it really isn't showcased or recognised for what it is. So we know of places like the Barossa Valley and Yarra Valley, and you can go to wineries and berry farms and do farm tours, farm gates, all of those sorts of things. But our area is not known for that, and yet we actually have that in our area. So I suppose for the next 4 years, my biggest platform would be to develop that as a very important agricultural and tourism sector.
Is that a big issue that people are gravitating towards the coast when they're visiting the area and not spending enough time in what you call the hinterland?
I believe it is. For our coastal areas, there is some significant risk of tourism causing environmental issues and traffic congestion, particularly over the summer periods. It is a fantastic and beautiful place to visit, but there is the very easily made circuit route that you could do along the coast and then come back through the hinterland, or go down via the hinterland and then back via the coast. And I really don't think we've taken the opportunity to maximise that, and for tourists to maximise both the inland and coastal visitation opportunity.
And what are your political views or orientations? Do you have any?
No, I'm not affiliated with any political party, never have been. I prefer to remain independent and just hold my own views on each issue that comes forward.
And how are you out there campaigning? Are you doing all the traditional things?
I'm campaigning fairly closely with Heather Wellington, who's the other Winchelsea ward councillor. We both feel that we've been working very well together over the time that we've been on council. We've commenced many things together for Winchelsea ward, and for us it's been about getting our brochures out into people's letterboxes for when the ballots come out. It's been about getting signage up on some of the back roads in the Shire, getting to various meetings. And last night we as in the five candidates for Winchelsea ward, were involved in a panel for a candidates forum.
And what were some of the big issues that came out there?
There was about 45 local residents at that forum, and a variety of questions came forward. One was with regards to the Hungry Jacks that was proposed in Winchelsea, which has now gone to VCAT, so question around that. Question around achieving 25% renewable energy by 2020 for our Shire. A variety of questions were asked.
And final question, what separates you from the rest of the pack? Why should people vote for you?
Okay. Well, I've got extensive experience working at an executive and governance level, so I'm quite experienced in terms of understanding and working with senior staff, boards, and organisational issues. So I have a very good understanding of that. And I also have worked as a psychologist one-on-one and with families over many years, and understand individual issues, personal and family issues, isolation in rural areas, and enjoying getting back to that grassroots work with residents. So I feel that I can cover that full spectrum quite well.
Very good. Well, Carol, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it, and good luck in the election.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Good on you, Carol McGregor there, who is running for Winchelsea ward, is the incumbent or an incumbent with Surf Coast Shire.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.